Programming supported by People-Centered Clinics and Services. Reminding listeners that getting vaccinated and boosted against COVID-19 can help keep you and your family safe. Same-day and walk-in appointments are available for vaccines and boosters. Listeners can bring their 5 to 17-year-olds to People's Center Clinic in Cedar Riverside for vaccination, too. Appointments are also available by calling 612-332-4.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
Gandunga Beast and Young Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will be discussing the soon-to-be-coming election in the Philippines, along with some news concerning Filipino basketball sensation Kai Soto, along with some breaking news of a local Filipino-American athlete who is taking his talents to the Philippines. But earlier this past week, on April the 28th, the grand opening of Calzada Modern Filipino took place as it opened up to the public. But on April the 26th, the Filipino-American National News was able to attend the soft opening of Calzada, which is off of Selby, I believe, in Pryor in St. Paul. So it is right off of 94 and Snelling. For those who were attending the soft opening, they had a limited menu that particular day, but I was able to try some of the things on the menu, from their ukoy to their longanisa burger to their beef skewers, along with their bone-in pork chop with laing. For our listeners who are not familiar with the people behind Calzada, the husband and wife team of Leia and John, Leia being Filipina and her husband John, who, from what I hear, is a classically trained French cook, are also the owners of Cafe Astoria, which is located in St. Paul, right across from Children's Hospital / United. But right next to Cafe Astoria is Stella Bella, which they also recently opened up this past spring. And for this grand opening week of Calzada, they shut down operations at the two other venues to concentrate on the opening week, because opening weeks can definitely be different in the terms of the pacing, in terms of sometimes the card readers doesn't read, and sometimes you're trying to figure out how fast you can get the products out on to their tables. But for fans of Filipino cooking, for the Calzada burger that the Longanisa burger that I had, there was a bit of heat after you eat a couple bites into the burger. I also had the sizzling chicken sisig. Generally, sisig is of a pork, but this was of chicken, and it had many of the similar flavors of a sisig mixture in regards to the flavors of the sisig. They also have a breakfast menu where they serve some traditional Filipino dishes with their modern spin on modern Filipino cooking. Hopefully, maybe in the future, we'll get the John and Leia, when their time isn't so pressed, to maybe say a couple words about their new eating establishment. But you can find more about Calzada on the internet by searching Calzada in regards to their menu. I know as of right now, there isn't any online ordering. Generally, there are reservations being taken for evening service. If you were trying to guess what kind of fare, or how does Calzada compare to some of the other Filipino restaurants here in the Twin Cities, you would probably have to say it's somewhere in between in terms of their presentation. It's sit down similar to a poi. They may have some pricing very similar to a poi as well, maybe even closer to the pricing of Subo that was probably in the Twin Cities about 15 years ago. But I like to let our listeners, our fan base out there, try Calzada for themselves in regards to the flavors out there at their restaurant. Would like to thank the 27,000 people that have viewed the post on Facebook. But for right now, we're going to play a song by San Concepcion. And ironically, the name of this song is Calzada.
Punta kung saan tayo lang giliwang nandoon at iuwan na ang iba, tayo lamang dalawa, di ba kahit man lang gayon. Para makalimot, sama ka na dito, tara na lumibot, libot. Sa daan na makipot, kahit ang masikot, sikot. So hamon ka lang sa aking biyahe.
plano sakay. Basta na lang bumaybay. Bala na kung saan tayo dadalhin. Kahit malayong lakbay, pag ika'y kasabay, oras ay di ko ganong napapansin. Oh, 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 oh. Para makalimot sa mga dito, nalambibot, libot dito. Oh, 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 oh. Sa daan na makipot, kahit ang pasikot, sikot. So hamak ka lang sa aking kasi di na ba? Kalye tayo magpagabi. O di magkagalit at di magbabadrip. Sulit ng lahat basta di kay katabi.
Once again, that was Sam Concepcion with his song Calzada. For our listening audience that does not know what calzada means, calzada actually translates to street. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. I'm sorry, our first article from the evening, and this comes from the Arab News. The Philippine military said on Sunday more than 40,000 troops will be deployed to prevent disruption in the May 9 election, when 10 of millions of Filipinos are expected to cast their ballots. In a country with historically high turnouts, more than 67 million Filipinos have registered to vote in the upcoming election to choose the successor to President Rodrigo Duterte. They will also elect a vice president, around 300 lawmakers, and 18,000 local government officials, including provincial governors and town mayors. The Philippine Poll Commission, known as the COMELEC, has marked more than 100 areas of grave concern across the archipelago country. Colonel Ramon Zalga, spokesman for the Armed Forces of the Philippines, said the military is working together with the Philippine National Police to ensure security during the election. Right now, we are allocating 40,000 troops just for the election duties, and we can even commit more, Zalga told the Arab News. There are 114 towns and 15 cities that the COMELEC identifies as areas of grave concern that we'll focus on. Violence has been a recurring concern during Philippine polls, which have been one of the deadliest periods in the country's politics, especially in the south, where warlord politicians often have their own private armies. Zalga said that there are currently no major threats to the elections, but that the authorities will continue to monitor and continually conduct checkpoints. The Philippine military is also monitoring local threats, including the New People Army, Abu Sayyaf Group, and the Maut Group. We are monitoring the areas where these groups are based, Zalga said. One of the deadliest election-related incidents in the country was in Maguindanao, a massacre that took place in November 2009, ahead of the presidential vote in 2010. It claimed 58 lives, politicians, their supporters, and at least 32 journalists. These incidents triggered widespread condemnation by the region continues to be a hotspot where violence is expected during the election cycle. And just a reminder to our listeners that the election, once again in the Philippines, will be taking place on May the 9th. We will update you as soon as we can in regards to the information regarding the election. For the people, for the person that is being elected to the president of the Philippines, the term for president is only one term, but is a term for 60 years. And now back to the news desk with some other news. And this comes from Rappler. If you want to play in the league, you cannot even imagine the physicality, said Dr. Erwin Valencia, the Filipino physical therapist and wellness lead of the New York Knicks. Get bigger. That's exactly what the doctor ordered for a 7'3" Filipino basketball sensation, Kai Soto, who recently declared for the 2002 NBA draft. An interview with Rappler during a sneaker talk for ANTA, Dr. Erwin Valenciana, physical therapist and wellness lead of the New York Knicks in the NBA, chimed in on Soto's chance of becoming the first full-blooded Filipino to ever play in the league. Kai needs to get bigger, said Valencia. If you want to play in the league, you cannot even imagine the physicality. You're competing against the best players in the world, and not only do they have the skills, but they have the physicality, he said. Valencia, who has been with the Knicks for 8 years, certainly knows a thing or two about breaking barriers, as he is the first homegrown Filipino to be part of a medical staff of an NBA team or professional sports team in the United States in general. And for Valencia, he believes the ultimate dream of having our very own Filipino NBA player in the form of the 19-year-old Soto is possible as long as bulking up becomes the lanky big man's top priority. Adds that the skills added with height that is possible, said Valencia. Soto, who averaged 7.5 points on 50% shooting and 4.5 rebounds and 0.8 blocks in 23 games in his first professional season with the Adelaide 36ers in the Australian National Basketball League. In the end, Valencia offered some advice, not only for Soto, but to those aspiring Filipino basketball players who wish to make it to the NBA someday. Have the mental fortitude to do it, said Valencia. If you don't have the mindset, you'll make it no matter what, then you'll already lost the game. No matter how physical you get, no matter how skilled you get, if you don't have the mentality to do it, you're not going anywhere, he added. And as we often note here on the Filipino American National News, Filipinos are some of the biggest fans of basketball. And from many mock drafts, Kai Soto isn't projected to be drafted in this year's NBA draft. The NBA draft in normal years is a 60-player draft with two rounds. This year, there's only 58 players being drafted because of some violations that the Chicago Bulls and Miami Heat did in terms of some of the free agent signing they did this past year. We wish the best for Kai Soto in regards of him making it to the NBA, but the chances are looking a little bit slim from my own personal analysis. I think Kai has had some bad advice in regards to his team. Yes, he came here to play in the G League, a way to prep for himself for the NBA last year, but was called upon for his duties for Gilas Filipinas and went back to the Philippines to first quarantine and then play in the games that I believe were in the Philippines, and then the games got canceled altogether. And by that time, the G League season had begun, and he never returned to participate in the G League, hence why he wound up in Australia. But we shall see in regards to the comings and goings of Kai Soto, and will he be the first person from the Philippines to be drafted into the NBA. But for right now, we're going to play the second song of the evening. It is from the artist known as Swing, and this is his song called Apoy.
Kanus ay ayaman Nubumidang kanuot man ato Buuana Sanang nangyari na Kaasipay dinwaday pamilya na Ayam di buaya, manuga dah nunda ma atuman, usandung tu abai malegaman, bumi dan yang anggai adi kadep depan. San apoy lawas ay ayam Tainam at babaim ay number two Tadi dapay kasasakang Inay na bayay pagi
Once again, that was the song Apoy by the artist known as Swing. For our listeners that don't know, the meaning of Apoy is fire, and actually the name of, as we mentioned earlier, a Filipino restaurant here in the Twin Cities area. And we got time for one last article, and this concerns a local Minnesotan, Donnie Stevens. University of Santo Tomas coach Janio Mansala was grateful to have secured Gani Stevens' commitment to play for their team in the next UAAP season. Mansala admitted that recruiting the 6'7" Filipino-American big man has been a long shot, but he's glad that the dual sports athlete who played basketball and football at North Community School in Minnesota chose UST amid its rebuilding program. We've been talking to him and his family since August last year. I'm really thankful to my player from UST, Med, Louie, and coach from Minnesota, Joshua Presbyterio, because they introduced Gani and his parents to us. I was surprised when I learned he committed to UST because I thought we got a long shot in recruiting him, and I had mixed emotions when his mother called me earlier at 2 p.m., he said. Stevens is set to debut in Season 85, which is set to open in September to boost the Growling Tigers' rebuild. Mansala believed their incoming rookie is set to solidify the front line, which was the Tigers' Achilles heel this season. UST has won only 3 of their games so far. He has the moves inside. He is lefty, so it will be harder for his defenders when he arrives. Dave Ando and Christian Manatai could play at 4. Gani is a banger and has a great potential since he is also a football player. I can't wait for his arrival so we can train him and help him adapt to the style of Philippine basketball. Mansala said he will finalize the details of the grade 12 students on his arrival date and other requirements. And congratulations to Gani Stevens, who was in the Philippines for approximately about 2 weeks visiting other known colleges out there, such as San Beda. I believe he also toured Adamson and La Salle, which is also the school where another local Filipino-American product, Jason Perkins, attended. I know Ghani has started some training sessions here, back here in the Twin Cities, with his father at a local training facility to get him ready for playing in the UAAP in the Philippines. And hopefully in the future, we will have Ghani on the show to talk about the experience of choosing to play basketball and continue his education in the Philippines. Ghani is planning to pursue a degree in physical therapy. But for right now, we do have one quick moment for one community announcement. And this comes from the FMYO, the Film Minnesotan Youth Organization, who will be having their annual Mother's Day event from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday, May the 7th at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. For more information, you can contact Kiana at 612-707-5632. And for right now, we're going to end the show with a song by an artist known as Sean Wasabi. And if you've noticed the theme, we've featured songs of restaurants or in this aspect of food or a drink called Halo Halo, which translates to mix mix. And that is the name of the song. It is called Halo Halo. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. It's where community grows.
This is